Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quanisha. May I please have a zip code on the account that you're calling in on today about?
Yes, it's 85007.
Thank you for that information. May I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Josephine, last name Joy.
And I do want to thank you for that as well. Can I get you to verify that shipping address for security purposes?
1014 West Madison, hang on for a second, I'm sorry. 1014 West Madison Street, Apartment 1, Phoenix, Arizona.
And I do want to thank you for that. And it looks like the aloe vera face cream was trying to be purchased on today. How can I help you?
Well, see, I don't understand what's going on. All they want is the shipping, which is, what, $6 and something?
I think so. I'm not sure how much that shipping handling, but yes, ma'am.
Well, that's what it was. Just the cream itself is free, but all they want is the shipping fee.
Uh-huh.
So it was $6 or something, but it's not going through. And I don't understand it because I have money on there.
What is it saying? Because I can't see. It's not giving us a reason why.
Oh, okay. It doesn't say nothing. It just says this card is not accepted. That's what it's saying.
Okay, what type of card is it?
Well, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, that's why I'm saying I can't see why it's not being accepted.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You might want to try with a different card.
Well, this is the only card that I have that has money on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's one of, okay, what it is, it's called Direct Express. And the bank is, I can't pronounce it. It's COM. Comerica?
Yes, you might have to call a 1-800. Yeah, you might have to call a 1-800 number on the back of the card to see why they're declining your transaction or what's going on.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about that one. All righty. Well, I appreciate it, and you thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.